So, Pastor, what do you think about, huge churches, like thousands of people? What do you think? Because it's not easy to have that culture of family when you are thousands.
Så jeg spurte Pastor, hvordan, hva tenker du om å ha sånne store menigheter med flere tusen? For det er jo vanskelig å ha en kultur I en så stor menighet.
And he said to me that, you know, to create, to maintain that culture, you just need more parents.
Så sa han at for å opprettholde den kulturen, så trenger du bare flere foreldre.
If you have more parents,
har du flere foreldre,
you'll have a family.
Så har du en familie.
So I know this is God's word because I heard it.
Jeg vet at dette Guds ord, for jeg hørte det.
You are called to be a family.
At dere kalt til å være en familie.
But this family is going to grow.
Og denne familien vil vokse.
Amen. Amen. You know, expansion and multiplication is on God's mind when he thinks about the church.
Utvidelse og multiplikasjon, det på Guds tanken når han kaller menigheten.
He doesn't want the church to shrink back.
Han ønsker ikke at menigheten skal minskes.
He wants the church to expand.
At den skal ekspandere.
And you know, take new territory.
Og ta nye territorier.
And that's what he has on his mind for this church as well.
Og det det han har på tankene for denne menigheten også.
Amen.
Amen.
So I believe that God's going to raise up new leaders in this place.
Jeg tror at Gud ønsker å reise opp nye ledere her.
So I have not prepared anything.
Så jeg har ikke forberedt noe.
I am so sorry.
I
was like, it's very hard to follow after a conference like we had like this.
Det är väldigt vanskeligt att följa efter vi har den råa konferensen I Bergen.
Whenever I would sit or think about what should I share.
Men när jag satt och tänkte på vad ska jag
dela. I was only thinking about what I learned.
Så tänkte jag I bara på det jag hade lärt.
I'm just gonna talk, okay?
Jag ska bara
snacka. So please bear with me if it's not like it's 4 points or something like that.
Bara håll med mig själv om det inte är 4 points.
Yeah, but I feel family, so I know I can talk.
Och vi är familj, så vet att jag kan bara prata.
But yeah, it's so good to be back.
It's so good to be back.
So how's it going, everyone?
Så går det godt her, alle.
Amen. Hallelujah. So I feel like what Isaac was also sharing, that what Pastor David has been teaching even in India for so long, and what even Pastor Ankit has been sharing, and I heard from Pastor Peter.
Come on.
I heard. That's a prophecy, come on, man. Take it.
Så det som Pastor David och Pastor Ankit och Pastor Peter har delat I lång tid I India.
Yeah, so he was sharing, I was asking him what are you guys teaching in the church? And he shared a little bit about what you've been learning.
Jag Peter vad dere snakker om I menigheten och han fortalte vad dere har lært I sin tid.
I just feel it's such an important message.
Så det så viktig budskap.
It's needed in this time.
Det behövs I denna tiden.
You know, the enemy of growth, or the enemy of learning new things, is what you learned before.
Fienden av växt eller lära nya ting, det är det du har lärt för.
Because sometimes we can be so caught up with what we know already.
För någon gång kan vi vara så fångade I det vi allerede vet.
That we miss what God wants to speak through the same verses. Through the same words, through the same scriptures.
Så vi som inte får med oss det nya som Gud önskar att snacka kanske I de samma skriftstäderna och versen.
You know, God, he's not just a book.
Gud är inte bara ord. Inte bara ord.
You know, in India, a lot of people they honor the book a lot.
I India så är det många som ärar boken mycket.
So they would never keep it on the floor.
Så de vill aldrig lägga en bok på backen.
So if your feet will touch the book, it's like a unforgivable sin.
Så om fötterna dina touchar boken så är det som en utillivlig sin.
But if you for example if my feet keep it here or if it falls down.
Så man lägger boken här eller man faller ner.
They will pick it up and
så reser den upp och.
And it's nice. I mean it's nothing bad in that.
Det finns inte något galt I det.
You can honor the book.
Du kan hedra boken.
But the way you honor the book.
Men måten du ärar boken på.
Is by reading it.
Är att läsa den.
You know, you honor the book by reading it.
Du ärar boken med att läsa den.
You know, there is no life in the papers.
Det är ingen liv I papperet.
You know, there is no life in the cover.
Ingen liv I coveret.
Even if it's written the book of life.
Så om du skriver livets bok.
The cover doesn't have life.
Så har inte boken liv.
Life is in the words that are written in the book.
Livet I orden som är skrivet I boken.
You know, Jesus said the words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
Jesus sa att de orden talar till dig är ånd och liv.
So it's not the pages, it's not the papers.
Så jag säger inte papper.
You know, some of my friends or some young guys in our church, they are like, they don't prepare for an exam.
Noen unge gutter i menigheten vår, de forbereder seg
and
ikke for eksamen.
And they would go to an exam and they come, they say, brother, you know, I took a Bible in my bag.
Og så kommer de på eksamen og sier, brother, jeg tok en Bibel i sekken min.
As I was gonna write the exam, I took the Bible inside.
Så når jeg skulle skrive eksamen, så tok jeg Bibel med.
And I was like, man, you're gonna fail.
Det kommer jeg til å stryke.
You're not passing the exam.
Du kommer ikke til å bestå denne eksamen.
Because it's not the presence of the Bible in your bag which is going to change anything.
For det er ikke det å ha Bibel i din sekk som kommer til å endre noe.
It's the presence of the word that is in your heart.
Men det ordet som i hjertet
ditt. Amen. And in your mouth.
Og i munnen din.
It's not the presence of the book in your heart, in your house. A lot of people, we, I don't know if it's here, we have Bible stands, like wooden Bible stands that people keep, and there's an they would put a Bible over there, open Bible.
Noen har et bibelstativ så de kan ha Bibelen på.
And it's, I mean, it's a good decoration.
Og det en fin dekorasjon.
But it will not change anything in our families if it's just kept.
Men det vil ikke endre noe i familien hvis det bare man ligger der.
There was a lady, she called us to her family once.
Det var en dame som ringte og bare kom til familien.
One of the pastors he called, and she called him. She was tormented by demonic spirits and she was really having a hard time. Their family was going through.
Hun var virkelig plaget med ånder.
But she kept on saying that the devil is after me and he's tormenting me. I see demons in my sleep and it's very bad.
Hun fortsatte å si at djevelen virkelig plager meg og åndene plager meg i mye mørke.
And the pastors asked her.
Og pastoren spurte dem.
Ma'am, we will teach you from the word. Can you bring your Bible?
Vi skal lære deg fra ordet. Kan du ta med Bibelen din?
And it took at least 10 minutes for her to bring the Bible.
Og det tok minst 10 minutter for hun å finne Bibelen.
She went inside and the pastor was like,
og pastoren tenkte,
where is she? What's she doing now?
Hvor hun? Hva gjør hun på nå?
And she came from the room now.
Og så kom hun fra rommet.
And as she was coming,
og når hun kom,
the Bible was all dusty.
Fy faen, skikkelig støvete.
Here, pastor, please, teach me from the word.
Her, pastor, lær meg ordet.
And the pastor was like, no wonder the devil is after you.
Altså, ikke rart at djevelen er etter deg.
Because you've kept the Bible as a decoration.
For du har beholdt Bibelen sin dekorasjon.
And there's no word in our hearts.
Og det er ingen ord i hjertet.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I was praying yesterday and God spoke to me. Every truth in the Bible is a portal to a different reality.
Kjente Gud talte til meg i går at hvert ord i Bibelen er en port til en realitet.
Jesus was so bold in saying, he used to say, I am from above, you are from beneath.
Jesus pleier å si at jeg fra oven, dere fra her nede.
Can you imagine you guys going on the streets and saying to someone, or in your office, or in your school, you know what, I am from above.
Kan du se for deg at du går på gaten eller på skolen og sier, vet du hva, jeg fra oven.
You're actually from beneath.
Du faktisk fra under.
Guys, I got some information for you.
Jeg har litt informasjon til deg.
I am from above.
Jeg fra oven.
And it's the truth.
Og det sannheten.
You know, when God said, when Paul says that if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation.
Om noen I Kristus en ny skapning.
The word creation there,
og skapning,
one of the translations also says that it's a new creature which did not existed before.
En oversettelse sier også at det en ny skapelse som ikke har eksistert tidligere.
So you are, we have now become a new species.
Så vi har nå blitt en ny art.
You know, last time when I was here, I told you that you are not humans.
Så forrige gang jeg var, så sa jeg at dere ikke mennesker.
Yes.
Husker dere det?
We are all what?
Vi alle hva?
Aliens!
Utenomjordiske værelser.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
Jeg sier ikke det.
That's not my word.
Det ikke mitt ord.
Peter said it in the Bible.
Peter sa det I Bibelen.
He said we are all aliens.
Han sa at dere utenomjordiske skapninger.
What he meant was that we have come from a different reality.
Og det han mente var at vi har kommet fra en annen virkelighet.
You know, a lot of believers, they are very much looking forward to go to heaven.
Mange troende ser veldig frem til å komme til
himmelen. And it's amazing.
Og det veldig bra.
It's a reality.
Det en realitet. Det sannheten.
But do you know what?
Men vet du at?
We are not just going to heaven.
Vi skal ikke bare til himmelen.
But we have come from heaven.
Men vi har kommet fra himmelen.
If you are born again now.
Om vi født på ny nå.
You have come from heaven.
Så du kommet fra himmelen.
Amen.
Amen.
So you were in heaven before.
Så du var I himmelen før.
Now you are temporarily on this earth.
Og nå, da du midlertidig nå på jorden.
With a mandate.
Med ett mandat.
With a purpose.
Med en hensikt.
And the purpose is to bring the reality of heaven on the earth.
Och hensikten är att ta ner himmelens verklighet eller realitet ner till jorden.
And you do it.
Och du gör det.
As you grow in the knowledge of the reality of heaven.
När du växer i kunskap om himmelens realitet.
You know the word truth in the Bible.
Ordet sanning i Bibeln.
If you study the word.
Om du studerar ordet.
It means reality.
Så betyder det realitet eller verklighet.
So when Jesus said.
Så när Jesus sa.
You shall know the truth.
Du ska känna sanningen.
And the truth shall set you free.
Och sanningen ska sätta dig fri.
What he was saying is.
Det han sa var.
You shall know reality.
Du ska känna en verklighet.
Amen.
Amen.
And that reality is going to set you free.
Vill sätta dig fri.
Amen. And the word know there, it's not.
Och känna.
It's not knowing in your mind.
Det är inte att veta i tankarna.
The word know in Greek there is called ginesko.
Det är kallt på gresk ginesko.
Which means intimate knowledge.
Som betyder intim kunskap.
So it's not talking about intellectual knowledge.
Så det är inte snakat om mental kunskap.
It's talking about intimate and experiential knowledge.
Men intim och erfarings kunskap.
It's the same word that the Bible uses when it says that Adam knew Eve and she was became pregnant.
Det samma ord som brukas när det står i Bibeln att Adam kände Eva.
So it's not just about I know the scripture.
Och det handlar inte bara om att jag kan skriva.
Oh, I know the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack.
Jag vet att Gud är min hyrde, jag ska inte mangla.
Oh, I know, I'm blessed with every spiritual blessing in heaven.
Jag vet att jag är välsignad med all andlig välsignelse.
Oh, I've heard it 1,000 times.
Hört det 1,000 gånger.
Pastor David talks about it all the time.
Alltså David snackar om det hela tiden.
Every Sunday I'm listening to this, I know this.
Varje söndag hör jag på det, jag vet att det.
No. You shall know the truth.
Du ska känna sanningen.
It's not here.
Det är inte här.
It's when you become. You have now become one with that word.
Du har blivit ett med ordet.
So you are not moved at all by what you feeling.
Så när du inte blir något beveget av vad du känner.
Because you are living in a different reality.
För du lever i en annan verklighet.
Yes, when you open your eyes.
Ja, när du öppnar dina ögon.
You see a different reality.
Så ser du den andra realiteten.
You see a contrary reality.
Du ser en annan realitet.
But the moment you will close your eyes,
men när du lukkar ögonen,
and you start seeing that word again,
och du börjar se det ord igen,
and you start meditating on what you know,
och du börjar meditera på det du vet sanna,
the reality that you know,
så vid verkligheten så du känner,
will set you free,
sätter dig fri,
amen,
amen.
So it's not really, you know, we are teaching about prayer in our church now.
Så vi är nu visar om bön i menigheten nu.
And most of the prayers that we do are for God to do something on our behalf.
Och de flesta böner vi ber är att Gud ska göra något på våra vägnar.
So we are like God do this.
Så vi säger Gud gör detta.
God do this.
Gör detta.
God do this.
Gud gör detta.
God my you know I don't have any money.
Jag har inte några pengar.
No one loves me.
Ingen älskar mig.
I'm so depressed.
Jag är så deprimerad.
As if God doesn't know.
Som om Gud inte vet.
We are trying to tell a God which does not know our problems as if he doesn't pay attention.
Vi prövar att fortälla Gud om våra problem som om han inte följer med.
You know, God already knows.
Gud vet allerede.
Amen. He already knows.
Han vet allerede.
And he doesn't just know.
Han ikke bare vet.
He has already provided the solution of your problem.
Han har allerede forsørget løsningen på det problemet.
He is not going to do it.
Han ikke kommer til å gjøre det.
I'm telling you guys, it's a game changer.
Det er en spillendrer.
Once we understand this.
Når vi forstår dette.
It's a game changer.
Så er det en helt game changer.
You know, it says in the book of Hebrews.
Hebreerne.
That the priests were continuously serving in the tabernacle.
Så att prästerna hela tiden tjänte i tabernaklet.
They never rested.
De hade aldrig vila.
You know, there was one thing which was not present in the tabernacle.
Det var en ting som inte var närvarande i templet.
You know what was that?
Vet du vad det var?
A chair.
En stol.
There was no chair.
Det var ingen stol.
No chair for the priests.
Ingen stol till prästerna.
The book of Hebrews says they were always standing.
Hebreerne säger att de alltid stod.
Because they were always working.
För att de alltid arbetat.
Are you getting my point?
Förstår du?
And it says because why they had to work because the sacrifice that they were making could never really deal with the consciousness of sin.
Och de måste jobba för att det offerna de gjorde inte kunde ändra samvittigheten av synd.
So yeah, they covered up the sin for some time.
Så de dekket synd for en viss tid.
But they never really dealt with an issue.
Men de tog inte faktiskt i tag i problemet.
But then it talks about Jesus.
Så snackas det om Jesus.
It says that after he had done it.
Så efter han hade gjort det.
He sat.
Så satt han.
He sat. You know, it says in Psalms. You know one of the scriptures from the Old Testament which is repeated in the New Testament the most is.
Skriftstället som är repeterat från Gamla testamentet till Nya testamentet mest.
Which it says that my God said to my God.
Att min Gud sa att.
Sit. God said to my God.
Gud sa till min Gud.
Sit on my right hand.
Sitt med min högra hand.
Until I make all your enemy your footstool.
Till jag gör alla dina fiender till fotskammal.
This is the most used Old Testament scripture in New Testament.
Det är det mest brukade i Gamla testamentet i alla skrifter i Nya testamentet.
God said to my God.
Gud sa till min Gud.
So in other words, the Father is saying to Jesus.
Med andra ord, Fadern säger till Jesus.
Now that you have done all.
Nu så du har gjort allt.
Sit.
Sit.
My God, Father says to Jesus.
Säger till Jesus.
Sit on my right hand.
Sitt vid min högra hand.
The priests never sat.
Prästerna satt aldrig.
But Jesus, what is he doing right now?
Men Jesus, vad gör han nu?
You know he's not working.
Han jobbar inte.
Because he has worked.
För han har arbetat.
He's not healing anyone.
Han helbreder ingen.
He's not sending breakthroughs.
Han sender ikke gjennombrud.
You know he's not. He's what he's doing is.
För det han gör är.
Through the Holy Spirit.
At gjennom den hellige ånd.
He brings to life. What or brings to light what he has already done and what is already written in the word.
Så bringer han lys over det han allerede har gjort og det som står skrevet i ordet.
You know the only thing that God is doing on the earth right now.
Det eneste som Gud gjør på jorden nå.
Is through the Holy Spirit.
Gjennom den hellige ånd.
Is opening up the eyes of our understanding.
Det åpner øynene vår forståelse.
That's why teaching of the word is so important.
Det derfor undervisning av ordet så viktig.
That's why coming. To church on Sundays is not a religious practice.
Det är därför det att komma på möte på söndag är inte en religiös handling.
Listening to a sermon for 40 minutes is not, I know it's going to happen anyway, so I'm just going to sit and.
Och lyssna till en predikan för 45 minuter är sån, jag vet att ting sker och en sats så jag kan bara sitta.
In Pastor Anke's church, he has all the funny stories.
I Pastor Anke's men är sån alla de morsomma historierna.
There was a family used to come. They used to sit in at the back.
En familj plejade att komma och sitta.
They were not believers.
Och de var inte troende.
So when he used to preach,
så när han plejade att predika.
So after every service,
efter vart möte,
the last three rows were completely dirty.
Så var de bakaste tre raderna väldigt skitna.
Peanuts var den också. Yeah. So they used to bring packs of peanuts.
De plejade att ta med sig packar med peanuts.
And as they sit,
och när de satt där,
they would open up.
Öppnade de.
Eating.
Spiste.
Open up.
Öppnade ni.
They wouldn't care what the word was.
De brydde sig inte om vad ord som blev förkynt.
And that's maybe we don't bring peanuts.
Och kanske vi inte tar med peanuts till menigheten.
But there's something going on in our minds always.
Men nu går alltid sker alltid i tanken.
We are not paying attention.
Att vi inte, you know, följer med.
In the book of Jeremiah it says that I will give you pastors or shepherds according to my own heart.
Det ska ge dig hyrda efter mitt eget hjärta.
And they will lead you in knowledge and understanding.
Och de ska lära dig kunskap och förståelse.
The role of a pastor is simply to give you knowledge and understanding.
En pastors roll är att ge dig kunskap och förståelse.
We are not coming to church to get a high.
Vi kommer inte till menighet för att få en hype.
We are not going to a conference to get a high.
Och vi kommer inte på konferenser för att liksom bli välgerat.
We are going for knowledge and understanding.
Men vi kommer för kunskap och förståelse.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Say knowledge.
Säg kunskap.
Understanding.
Förståelse.
Knowledge.
Kunskap.
And understanding.
Och förståelse.
So prayer is not for you to move God.
Så bön är inte att du ska bevega Gud.
In prayer.
I bön.
We get knowledge.
Så får vi kunskap.
And understanding.
Och förståelse.
And as we do that.
Och när vi gör det.
We become one with what we hear.
Så blir vi ett med det vi hör.
And now we start speaking it out.
Och så börjar vi tala ut.
You know, praying is not telling God your problems.
Bön är inte att fortälla Gud dina problem.
Praying is telling your problems the promises.
Bön är att fortälla dina problem om löftena.
You know, prayer was never designed as a religious duty.
Bön var aldrig designad som en religiös plikt.
Adam and Eve were not like, okay, it's 12 now.
Adam och Eva var sånn, nu är det klockan 12, nu måste vi be.
Oh, we had decided 5 o'clock. We're going to pray for 30 minutes.
Och bestämt att klockan 5 då ska vi be 30 minuter.
I mean, I understand the discipline is good.
Jag förstår att disciplin är bra.
It helps, but It was not the intention behind prayer.
Men det var ikke intensjonen bak bønn.
Prayer was designed so that man can fellowship with God.
Bønn var skapt eller designet så att mennesket kunde ha fellesskap med Gud.
And in that fellowship
become
so one in their minds.
Det så ett I tankarna.
That when they go into the world,
när de går in I ordet,
they are seeing the world through the eyes of God.
Så ser de världen
Så
ser de världen genom Guds ögon.
They are looking at their problems through the eyes of the word of God.
De ser på problemen genom Guds ögon.
So it's more than meditating on the problems in prayer. So let's start meditating on the promises.
Meditera på problemet, så låt oss hellre meditera på löftena.
Amen. Let's read one verse, Colossians chapter 1, verse 9.
Colossians. Vi läser Kolosserne 1:9.
This is Paul.
Det Paulus.
Praying for the church.
Som ber för menigheten.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 9. Yeah. For this reason, we also from the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray and make special requests for you. This is Amplified. I'll read in English. Yeah. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will.
Av denne grunn, fra den dagen vi hørte om dette, har vi ikke holdt opp med å be for dere. Og vi ber om at dere må bli fylt med kunnskap om hans vilje.
In all wisdom,
I all visdom,
and spiritual understanding,
og åndelig forstand.
You know, you will never see Paul or any apostle praying to God to send something from heaven in the New Testament.
Du kan aldri se at Paulus ber Gud om å sende noe fra himmelen.
Never ever.
Aldri.
You know, we went to Afghanistan in 2015.
I 2015 så dro vi til Afghanistan.
And we had an amazing time though.
Og vi hadde en utrolig bra tid.
But we did not have the right understanding at that time.
Men vi hadde ikke rett forståelse på den tiden.
We did a lot of stuff.
Vi gjorde mye.
Which yeah. I will not do.
Som jeg ikke skal gjøre.
So, we were like, we're gonna find the tallest mountain here.
Men så vi skal finne det høyeste fjellet her.
We were in Kabul.
Vi var I Kabul.
And we're going to find the tallest mountain from where you can see the whole city.
Vi skal finne det høyeste fjellet hvor du kan se hele byen.
And there we're going to worship God.
Og der skal vi tilbe Gud.
Because then there are no restrictions for the Holy Spirit to go to the city.
For da det ingen hindringer for at Guds ånd kan gå til byen.
And there we're going to, you know, turn our hands towards Kabul.
Og der kan vi strekke våre hender mot Kabul.
Release that.
Og forløse det.
We're going to release that.
Forløse det.
We did that.
Og vi gjorde det.
And nothing happened.
Og ingenting skjedde.
But you know what? There was one guy that we met and I shared the gospel with him.
Men det var en vi møtte og jeg delte evangeliet med han.
I showed him the movie of Jesus.
Jeg viste han en film om Jesus.
And then I shared the gospel with him.
Og så delte jeg evangeliet.
And he was like, I want to receive Jesus, but it's not easy for me to say.
Og så jeg ønsker å ta imot Jesus, men det ikke lett for meg å si.
If I say yes here, I can die tomorrow.
Hvis jeg sier ja her, så kan jeg dø I morgen.
It's not a casual decision.
Det en vanlig beslutning.
And I told him, you don't have to decide right now, man, but I'm going to pray for you.
Jeg sa, du trenger ikke beslutte nå, men jeg skal be for deg.
Then he moved to Iran.
Så flyttet han til Iran.
And he got married.
Begift.
He moved to Malaysia with his wife.
Flyttet til Malaysia med konen sin.
And after a few months when we were back, he sent me a message.
Og etter et par måneder, når vi var tilbake, så sendte han meg en melding.
And he says that, you know what, Abhishek, I have a news for you.
Og sa, Abhishek, jeg har nyhet til deg.
And I was like, yeah.
Said,
tell me. And he was like, you know what? I have found a church in Malaysia and I have started to go to a church.
Så jag har funnit en menighet I Malaysia och jag har börjat gå I den.
So praying from the mountain, I don't know what he did.
Och be från fjället, jag vet inte vad det gjorde.
But preaching the gospel did the work.
Men att förkynna evangeliet gjorde det.
You know, Paul went to a place where there was a lot of idols. It was like India.
A lot of
idols.
Och Paulus drog till en plats där det var många idoler eller avgudar.
And there were so many gods like there are in India.
Det var så mange guder som det var I India.
And in the context today, or generally speaking, if someone would go there, they would be like, man, strongholds.
Og om noen ville dratt der, så det sånn å tenke sånn, ok, festningsverk.
I need some, hva var det jeg skulle? Force or latin, hvis jeg sier. I need some reinforcement.
Jeg trenger forsterkninger.
I need to be. And what the context was that Paul and his two companions were persecuted in one city, and they sent out Paul. I think it was Athens. Was it? Yeah.
konteksten var at Paulus og de to som var med ham ble jaget ut fra en by.
So Paul was alone.
Så han var alene.
And the two companions were supposed to follow him and they were coming a little late.
Og de to som var med han skulle komme til han.
Paul is alone.
Men I stedet for Paulus var alene.
Like, I'm gonna rent a room.
Og da tenkte jeg, jeg skal leie et rom.
And then I'm gonna wait for my two companions.
Og skal jeg vente på de som med meg.
And then we're gonna, you know, please don't misunderstand me, but I'm gonna say what I have to say, okay? And then Pastor David will deal with it.
Jeg skal si, så får David redde opp.
So, you know, you don't see that he rented a room for 6 months.
Man ser ikke at han leide et rom I 6 måneder.
And he's like, man, we're gonna break all the strongholds in this place.
Nå skal vi bryte alle festningsverket.
With that spirit.
Med den ånden.
That principality over there.
Denne makten der.
It's crazy.
Det galt. Det galskap.
It's really coming after me.
Det kommer virkelig etter meg.
You see the those dark clouds in this place.
De mørke skyene på denne plassen.
The presence of evil is so strong.
Nærværet av ondskap så sterkt.
He didn't do that.
Han gjorde ikke det.
He did not even wait for the two guys.
Han ventet ikke engang på de to som var med.
He saw an idol and it was written the unknown god.
Han så en avgud og det var skrevet den ukjente gud.
And he found a way to preach the gospel to them.
Og han fant en måte å forkynne evangeliet til dem.
And because he preached the gospel,
og fordi han forkynte evangeliet,
and did not break any strongholds,
og ikke brøt noen festningsverk,
the city had a crazy outpouring of the Holy Spirit. They were saved. So many lives were changed.
Så det ble en ekstrem utgivelse av Helligånden, og så mange ble helbredet.
You know, like Pastor Ankit was sharing yesterday, he was like, the church is doing so many things which are not in the Bible. And they are not doing what is clearly written in the Bible.
Som Pastor Ankit sa I går, at det så mange som gjør så mye, at, som ikke gjør det som står I Bibelen, og så gjør det så masse som ikke står I Bibelen.
We had a team, they came from Indonesia to our church once.
Det et team som kom fra Indonesia til menigheten vår.
And they had like a very huge, it was like a flag, it was a cloth, and there were paintings on it of there was a map and there were paintings of gods, different gods, and
det med sig ett flagg eller tygstycke hur det var bilder av.
They had some flags, other flags.
Grejer. Was paintings of God?
A different gods, yeah.
Det var bilder av massa olika gudar.
So they were like, okay, you know what we're gonna do today?
Vad är det vi ska göra idag?
They placed all across the church.
De la det ut över hela menigheten.
And we're gonna walk over it.
Och så idag ska vi gå upp för det.
We're gonna walk over.
Vi ska gå över det.
And we're gonna have these flags.
Vi ska ha dessa flaggor.
We're gonna wave these flags over.
Och vi ska vifta dessa flaggor.
And you know, all these idols are gonna come down.
Och alla dessa avgudarna ska rivas ner.
And I was like, man.
Jag tänkte, man.
I wish I had known that this was gonna happen.
Jag skulle visst att det kommer att ske.
Are you getting my point? We are doing so many things which we never see Jesus doing that.
Vi har så mye som vi aldri så Jesus gjøre.
We never see any of the apostles doing that.
Som ingen apostlene gjorde.
We have complicated things so much.
Komplisert ting så mye.
That when a normal person walks into a meeting like this.
Sånn at når en normal person kommer inn I et møte som dette.
They're like, man, I don't want to do anything with these guys. I'm going out.
Hva vil jeg gjøre med disse her?
These weirdos.
Så merkelige.
But the truth of the word of God is so simple.
Men sannheten I Guds ord så enkel.
So Paul is praying here.
Så Paulus ber.
He is not praying to God to send something extra that he forgot to do.
Han ber ikke at Gud skal sende noe ekstra som han måske har glemt å gjøre.
I do not cease to pray for you.
Så jeg har ikke holdt opp med å be for dere.
And I ask that you may be filled with the knowledge.
Og ber om at dere må bli fylt med kunnskap.
You know, we don't have a faith problem, really.
Vi har ikke et trosproblem.
We have a knowledge problem.
Vi har et kunnskapsproblem.
We are so acknowledging the negative.
Vi anerkjenner så mye det negative.
That we are always living in the negative.
Så vi alltid lever I det negative.
We are always so aware of the problems around us.
Vi så medvitne av problemene rundt oss.
And we are never aware of the God in us.
Men aldri medvitne av Gud I oss.
You know, think about the prayer that Jesus taught.
Tenk på bønnen som Jesus lærte.
The way it starts.
Måten den begynner.
How does it start?
Hvordan begynner det?
Our Father.
Vår far.
Prayer does not start with our problems.
Bønn starter ikke med våre problemer.
Prayer starts by declaring who God is.
Bønn starter med å erkjenne hvem Gud
So when I'm facing a challenge.
Så når jeg møter et problem.
I don't come to God grumpy.
Så kommer jeg til Gud gretten.
I'm like, oh God.
Say Gud.
You have not done enough.
Du har ikke gjort nok.
Oh, I wish you had done it.
Skulle ønske du hadde gjort det.
I wish you would bless me.
Skulle ønske du kunne velsigne meg.
I wish you would give me that anointing.
Skulle ønske du kunne gi meg den salvelsen.
No, that's not how anyone did it.
Det ikke sånn noen gjorde det.
When I'm facing a challenge,
når jeg møter en utfordring,
what I'm supposed to do is,
det jeg bør gjøre,
I need to come to my room,
jeg må komme inn på rommet mitt,
and I need to start declaring who God is.
Og begynne å erkjenne hvem Gud
er. I'm like, God, thank you that you are the Lord of heaven and the earth.
Gud, takk for at du herre over himmel og jord.
Thank you that you are the Alpha and you are the Omega.
Du Alfa og Omega.
Thank you that you are the Almighty God.
Takk at du den allmektige Gud.
Thank you, Lord, that you are the Lord of hosts.
Takk at du herren av.
Thank you that the armies of angels answer to you.
Och därför att himmel som är svarar till dig.
And I'm telling you, I can assure you, you do it for 5 minutes, you will forget about your problem.
Och jag kan säkra dig, hvis du gör det I 5 minuter så glömmer du problemen.
And I will give you a funny example.
Ska jag ge ett exempel?
So we were in Delhi.
Vi var I Delhi.
My cousin was getting married.
Och fattar man skrift sig.
The thing with me is, I like shopping.
Jag likar shopping.
When I have to shop something.
När jag måste shoppa nu.
I hate to go with someone when I don't have to shop anything but they are shopping. So me and Isaac and my wife Akanksha, we were in the mall.
Men misliker å dra når andre skal kjøpe noe. Men så vi and var meg og kanskje og Isaac var på
Isaac had to buy something.
Jeg skulle kjøpe noe.
Akanksha had to buy something.
Akanksha måtte kjøpe noe.
And I was just there.
Jeg hadde ingenting å kjøpe, så jeg bare var der.
And I was like, I don't want to. I would rather sit in the car in the parking lot for 2 hours than to roam around shopping.
Jeg ville heller sitte I bilen på parkeringsplassen I 2 timer enn å vandre rundt på
senteret. I'm being honest with you.
Jeg skal være ærlig.
When I'm going shopping with my mom or with my wife, I'm always looking for a stool in the store.
Når jeg shopper med mamma eller kone min, så ser jeg alltid etter en stol.
And I'm only just sitting in the stool.
Og så sitter jeg på stolen.
And they wear it there, like, okay, is it okay?
Og de kommer og sier, ser det bra
ut?
Yeah,
it's okay.
Ja,
just buy whatever you want.
Bare kjeft det du vil.
So I was, after like 20 minutes, I became frustrated. I was like,
det 20 minutter, så ble jeg veldig frustrert.
I don't know if you guys see it. I'm telling Isaac, why aren't you making it quick?
Jeg sa til Isaac, hvorfor skynder ikke du deg?
Why do you have to buy this and you have to check this? And Isaac has this habit of, he will check every single detail of it.
Oh, Isaac har den här vanan att han måste checka varje enaste detalj.
So he's like, do you have an offer on this?
Så har du ett tillbud på detta?
So what do I get with this thing?
Kan jag få med detta här?
What are the ingredients?
Ingrediensen.
I'm like, what, man? I don't want to be in this place.
Jag vill inte vara här.
And my wife is the same.
Och kul men lik.
And they're both. They're like looking. They're talking to the guys.
Begge de snakker med de.
Looking at the ingredients. And
se
I'm
på
like,
ingrediensene.
I got so frustrated.
Jeg ble så frustrert.
And then I was like, we need to buy something to eat.
Og så sa vi trenger et eller annet å ete, sa de.
I want to go home.
Og jeg vil hjem.
And what happened was, I was so frustrated, and then I thought to myself, man, this is not how I should be.
Og jeg tenkte til meg selv, det ikke sånn jeg skulle vært.
I understand this is my habit.
Jeg forstår at dette min vane.
I got righteousness, peace and joy.
Men jeg har fått rettferdighet, glede og fred på innsiden.
So I sent her to buy the food.
Så jeg sendte henne for å kjøpe mat.
And I'm walking in the mall.
Og så gikk jeg på senteret.
I'm like, just give me 10 minutes. I need to be myself.
Jeg trenger 10 minutter bare å være for meg selv. Like,
I started speaking in tongues.
Jeg begynte å tale I tunger.
Walking and speaking in tongues.
Gikk og talte I tunger.
And I'm like, thank you, Lord.
Så takk, Herre.
That righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost are living on the inside.
At rettferdighet, fred og glede hellige ånd
I meg. Thank you, Lord, that your word says.
Takk at ditt ord sier.
That the kingdom of God is inside of you.
At Guds rike på innsiden.
And the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace and joy.
Og Guds rike rettferdighet, fred og glede.
Thank you, Lord, that this is the day that the Lord has made and I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Takk at dette dagen som du har skapt, jeg skal glede meg I den.
And I think 10 minutes after of doing this.
Og etter 10 minutter med det.
I would not say I was perfect.
Så vil jeg ikke si at det var perfekt.
But I was better.
Men jeg var bedre.
And I said to my wife, like, man, yes.
Jeg sa til Isak.
Let's go.
La oss gå hjem.
But I'm telling you, everything that you need in this life is already inside your spirit.
Alt du noen gang trenger I dette livet allerede I din ånd.
You don't have to ask God to leave heaven and come back on this earth.
Du trenger ikke å be Gud om å forlate himmelen og komme tilbake til jorden.
You know, Romans chapter 10 says so beautifully, it says the righteousness of faith does not say, speak in this manner, that who shall ascend up to heaven?
Men Romans 10 sier at man snakker ikke sånn at hvem skal vi sende til himmelen?
To bring Christ down.
For å hente Kristus ned.
Who shall ascend to Hades to bring him up?
Kem ska ner för att hämta upp
the righteousness of faith speaks in this manner.
Men rättfärdig av tro snackar slik.
That the word is near you.
Att ordet är nära dig.
In your mouth.
I din mun.
And in your heart.
Och i ditt hjärta.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, in Bible, there's a word called says that everything that pertains to life and godliness has already been given to you.
Det då säger att allt som du trenger i livet allerede gitt dig.
But I can only possess what I know.
Men jag kan bara inta det jag allerede vet.
So I need to stop praying for God to release something new.
Så jag måste sluta att be för att Gud ska sända något nytt.
And I need to start praying.
Och börja be
for the Holy Spirit to open up my eyes.
För att Helligånden ska öppna mina ögon.
To see what I'm seeing.
För att se det jag ser.
I'm telling you. You know the word magnify.
Ordet upphöja.
You know we say in worship, I magnify you.
Vi upphöjer dig.
You know what does it mean?
Det betyder.
It simply means to make it big.
Det betyder att göra det stort, större.
To make it big in your imagination.
Göra det stort i din föreställning.
In your mind. So when I see a problem.
Så när jag ser ett problem.
We go to our room.
Så går jag till rummet.
What should I do? The first thing that I need to do is I need to make him big.
Och göra han stor.
I need to make him big in my mind.
Göra han stor i tankarna mina.
Amen.
Amen.
I need to stop making my problems big.
Jag måste sluta göra problemen mina stor.
You know, all of us are tempted.
All of us are
tempted.
Alla vi blir fristade.
All of us are going through different challenges.
Alla går igenom olika utmaningar.
And let me say it this way. My problem is the biggest problem of the world for me.
Mitt problem är det största problemet i världen för mig.
So you have no idea what I'm going through.
Du har ingen peiling vad jag går igenom.
You don't know my pain.
Du känner inte min smärta.
Nobody loves me.
Ingen älskar mig.
Okay. You know, it's going to be funny, but I don't know if it's how it lands in here, but in our church it's good.
You know, det är morsomt i vår menighet, men lite usikker på hvordan det lander her.
When you are in school.
Men når man på skolen.
You like someone.
Så liker man noen.
And then you go and maybe you ask them, you know, can we be friends or something like that.
Og så går man og spør, kan vi være venner eller noe?
And then you start dating.
Og så begynner man å date.
And then there's a breakup.
Og så det et brudd.
And you're 13 years old.
Og du 13 år.
But you feel like my life is done.
Føles som at livet over.
Så. How many have you been there?
Hvor mange har vært
der? Come on, be honest.
Vær ærlig.
I see some spiritual. Never done it.
Jeg ser en åndelig, så aldri.
Never.
Aldri.
Maybe you.
Kanskje.
But are you getting this? In that moment, you feel like, man, this is the... I'm not going to be able to live.
Då så tänker man att jag klarar inte att leva.
This is the biggest problem of my life.
Det största problemet i mitt liv.
But now that you are 25.
Men nu som du är 25.
When you remember that.
När du huskar det.
Is it really that big?
Är det verkligen så stort?
Come on, tell me the truth.
Kan jag säga?
No.
Nej.
You're like, okay, yeah, it was for a few days.
Ja, ett par dagar så.
Not a big deal.
Det är inte så stor grej.
But back then it was the biggest deal in the world.
Men då var det störst i världen.
Oh man. She broke my heart.
Oh, ödla hjärtat mitt.
You know, there are young guys in our church now. There was a young guy recently. He had a similar experience and came to me.
Och vi hade en ung fyr i menigheten som hade liksom lik erfarenhet här.
And he was like, man, brother, you have no idea how I'm feeling right now.
Han sa, bror, du aner ikke hva jeg går gjennom.
I got all the idea.
Jo, jeg har fullstendig feiling.
And I told him, man, after 5 years, you won't even remember the conversation that we're having.
Jeg sa, etter 5 år, så vil ikke du engang huske det samtalen vi har om det
problemet. So please don't take it so seriously.
Ikke ta det så seriøst.
What's happening is,
det som skjer
we have made it so huge in our minds.
Vi har gjort det så stort i våre tanker.
It's not that big.
Men det ikke så stort.
I'm telling you, the sickness that we are going through
is
not really that big.
Är inte så stor.
Our financial crisis are not really that big.
Ekonomisk utfordring är inte så stor.
You know, when we just moved our church.
Vi flyttat nyligen menigheten.
To a new place and we have to pay about 30,000 rupees, which is.
Och vi betalar 30,000 rupees, som är 4,000 kronor.
5,000 kronor every month.
Varje månad.
And for the first 3 months we have to pay double.
Och de första 3 månaderna så måste vi betala dubbelt.
We have to pay security.
En typ säkerhet.
50 60,000 rupees.
So 60,000 rupees.
Which is about 10,000?
12,000?
8,000, okay. I'm not good at maths. So that's about 8,000 kroners. And it's, we are not a big church right now.
So det 8,000 i morgen, og vi ikke en stor menighet nå.
But we are like, you know, if God has really planted this church.
Så hvis Gud virkelig har plantet denne menigheten.
If it's God's idea.
Om det Guds idé.
He's going to provide.
Da vil han forsørge.
And we're not going to ask anyone.
Vi skal ikke spørre noen.
So we did not ask anyone.
Så vi spurte ingen.
I'm telling you, there were days where we have to pay the rent in 5 days.
Det var dager hvor vi trengte å betale leie innen 5 dager.
And we have 1,000 rupees in the church account.
Og vi har 1,000 rupees på konto.
And we have to pay 60,000.
Og vi må betale 60,000.
And I mean, you can easily lose the joy.
Og da kan du lett miste gleden.
But I mean, these guys, Isaac knows, and other guys, they know, that we were never talking about. We are like, no, we were never saying, okay, oh man, what are we going to do about that? It's such a pressurizing situation.
Men Isak og guttene vet at vi snakket aldri om at, åh, hva skal gjøre med det her? Det er så pressende situasjon.
Not even once.
Vi nevnte det ikke en gang.
And every single time God showed up.
Og hver gang sa Gud vise seg.
And we had the resources that we needed.
Og vi har hatt de ressursene vi trenger.
It's almost a little smaller, actually.
Litt mindre enn.
Than this, but it's not as wide, but it's much bigger than what we need right now, but
mye større enn vi trenger nå.
I know God is going to fill it up.
Jeg vet at Gud skal fylle det.
Amen. I'm telling you, our problems are not as big as God.
Problemene våre er ikke så store
som
Gud.
God is so much bigger.
Gud er så mye større.
Amen.
Amen.
So what we need to do is we go into our room.
Så det vi trenger å gjøre er å gå inn på rommet.
And we start to declare who God is.
Og begynne å deklarere hvem Gud er.
Oh, thank you, Lord, that you are the Lord of heavens and the earth.
Takk at du er herre over himmel og jord.
You are my Father.
Du er min far.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, prayer of faith is never of a prayer of complaints.
Bønn av tro er ikke en bønn av klaging.
It's always a prayer of thanksgiving.
Det er alltid en bønn av takk.
You always start with thanksgiving.
Du starter alltid med takk.
Even though you're not seeing it right now.
Selv om man ikke ser det nå.
But I start with thanksgiving.
Men så begynner jeg med takk.
Because I know in my heart.
For jeg kjenner i mitt hjerte.
That God has already provided it.
At Gud har allerede forsørget det.
I might not be seeing it right now physically.
Jeg ser det gjerne ikke fysisk.
But the truth of the word of God is showing me a different reality.
Men sannheten i Gud så viser meg en annen virkelighet.
Hallelujah. So we're gonna praise God today.
Så vi skal prise Gud i dag.
How many of you want to experience what we did yesterday?
Can we have some fun? Det vi gjorde i går.
Can we have some fun?
Kan vi ha litt gøy?
Come on, you have to show it to me.
Du må vise det til meg.
Amen. So we're gonna dance. We're gonna make him big.
Så vi skal danse og gjøre han stor på den plass.
Bible says.
Bibelen sier at.
Wherever the Son of Man is lifted up.
Der sønn menneskesønn Jesus er løftet opp.
He will draw all men to himself.
Så vil han dra alle mennesker til seg.
The key to growth.
Nøkkelen til vekst.
Is to continue to make him big in our lives.
Er å fortsette å gjøre han stor i våre liv.
The key to even in church, the key to growing a church is to declare who God is every Sunday.
Selv i menigheten for at menigheten skal vokse, så er det å erkjenne han hver søndag.
Yes, I feel this right now.
Jeg føler dette her nå.
But I choose to make him big.
Men jeg velger å gjøre han stor.
And I choose to meditate on who he is.
Og jeg velger å meditere på hvem han er.
And I choose to meditate on what I have become in him.
Og jeg velger å meditere på det jeg har blitt i han.
Are we ready?
Vi klar?
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says the kingdom
sier,
of God is inside of us.
Guds rike i oss.
Can you guys come? Say the kingdom of God is in me.
Så Guds rike i meg.
Can we all stand?
Kan vi reise oss?
Come on. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you massage the one who is on your left
hand? Kan du massage etter den som rundt deg?